This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're saluting some of America's top fake newsmen. So I'm sure you're wondering, how come we're not featuring an interview with Jon Stewart? Well, I interviewed Jon Stewart in 2000 before I started seriously watching The Daily Show, and I didn't quite get the show or Stewart, so the interview didn't go that well. Here's what I mean.
Jon Stewart, I first heard about you when you signed for the MTV show, The Jon Stewart Show.
First of all, thank you for calling me Jon Stewart. I think that's very nice to use my whole name. Terry Gross.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay.
You know what's nice about this, Terry?
What's nice about this?
You don't find me amusing in the slightest.
No, I do. No, why do you think? I'm going to stop you right here. First of all, wait. No.
Okay, so I blew it in that 2000 interview, but I'm really hoping to get a second chance. We'd so much like to have Jon Stewart back on the show when he has some time, which we realize he never does. Now let's continue with our tribute to some of America's top fake newsmen. When The Daily Show deals with the thorny issues of race, they call on their senior black correspondent, Larry Wilmore. I spoke with him earlier this year. So how do you look for the right stories to cover for The Daily Show?
You know what? It's so amazing how stories just kind of fall out of the air, you know. As you're thinking of... It's almost really hard to answer that because... You just look at something that happens and then just think about it and come up with a point of view on it. Like, for instance, DJ thought it would be a good idea to do something in Black History Month, so I just thought of something for Black History Month. You know, the fact that I wasn't that crazy about it, I thought would be a funny take, you know, that I was kind of bored with it, you know, but he just thought it would be a good idea to do something in Black History Month, where, on the other hand, I thought it would be a good idea to do something on Martin Luther King's birthday. So that it was just that simple, you know. And even before Barack Obama announced when he announced he was going to make his decision to run in Springfield, like a month before he did, I thought it would be a good idea to do a piece on that. So we had planned a month in advance to do something on Obama's announcement. And then some things just pop up at the last second, like when Michael Richards did that whole thing in the comedy club. I mean, that stuff that's like manna from heaven. It just falls in your lap, you know.
Okay, so this is an excerpt of Larry Wilmore's take on Black History Month. Let's hear it, and then we'll talk about it.
As you know, February is Black History Month. Here to offer his insight, Daily Show senior black historian, Larry Wilmore. Larry, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay, first of all, John, relax. It's not Black History Month yet. We all have about 45 minutes to blow off some steam before we bow our heads in solemn reverence for Harriet Tubman and the Tuskegee Airmen.
Larry, I don't think you should undersell contributions of the Underground Railroad and black pilots in World War II. I think it's obviously worth taking time to commemorate these achievements.
Don't let me stop you.
Larry, I feel stupid. Don't you feel that Black History Month serves a purpose?
Yes, the purpose of making up for centuries of oppression with 28 days of trivia. You know what? I'd rather we got casinos.
Larry, it's not... I'm perhaps not in a great position here, but I don't think it's trivia. I think it's important.
Really? Okay. Name the important stuff.
Well, like you were saying, Harriet Tubman.
All right.
And the Tuskegee Airmen.
Okay.
And the fella that invented the peanut.
Oh, okay.
And the heart operation.
Right, right, okay. All right, now we're at February 5th, okay? By the 8th, we'll be down to the Wayans brothers. And not even the famous ones. Zeppo.
Larry, what are you suggesting that we do?
John, let's be honest. Black History Month is a drag, okay? White people have to pretend to care about black people. Black people have to pretend to care about history. It's a lose-lose, okay?
That's really funny. That's Larry Wilmore from The Daily Show. So why did you want to do something on Black History Month and do something that put it in such a skeptical light?
You know what? It's I think part of this kind of character that I've come up with, looking for equality in different ways, you know, like wanting to be ignored or wanting to be dismissed like the way other groups are in the same way. And maybe there's a little too much reverence for some of these things like Black history. I thought it was might be a good satirical jumping off point. Plus, every Black comedian I've ever seen talk about Black history is always mad at the fact that it doesn't get enough attention. You know, it's always, how come there are only 28 days in February and it's Black History Month? You know, and jokes like that. So I thought it would be funny to take the opposite tack. Like, 28 days is way too long, you know. We could accomplish this, you know, in a PBS special, ladies and gentlemen, you know.
Do people often take you the wrong way and think that, like, you're really putting down the contributions of African-Americans in American history?
I haven't heard that from anyone. Most people find it kind of a relief, you know. I think it's hard for people to be so reverent about stuff all the time. You know, you have to have a kind of a light approach to something sometimes, you know. But luckily for me, Black people don't watch The Daily Show, so I mean, you know. So I'm in the clear when it comes to that, you know. Whew.
Do you think that's true?
No, of course not. You know, some people do, but not in the same numbers. I go to the same barbershop I've gone to for years, and no one in there knows that I'm on The Daily Show. It's hilarious, you know. Like, I've told my barber, and he's like, oh, okay, what show is that? Now, what is it on? Now, what, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Who's this guy? It's like, you can't win. But, you know, if you say, yeah, I was on The Steve Harvey Show, you was on The Steve Harvey Show, you know, or something like that, you know. It's pretty amazing.
How did you come up with your character? I mean, like, on The Daily Show, you dress in, you know, very conservatively in a suit and tie.
Right.
I know it's supposed to be a news show. But
right.
did you create a persona for yourself?
Well, not quite. There were some ideas to make me maybe a Black conservative, but I didn't want to be pigeonholed. Like, I didn't want to just take the opposite point of view of something or that sort of thing. And I didn't want to be liberal or conservative and take divisive stances that would be like what I call cheerleader comedy, you know, where you're just cheerleading for one side or the other. So it's, woo, yeah, I agree with you. I thought it would be more fun to be contrary, you know, and just, you know, it's closer to my natural sense of humor, the contrariness, you know. So whatever point you're going to take, I'm not going to take the opposite point. I'll just be contrary to you, you know. And it's a very frustrating point of view because you're not sure where this person really stands. And the ability to argue either side of the issue with as much passion, too, can frustrate people. And I think it's a fun place to do comedy from, you know. Like, now, I can both defend the N-word and I can attack it at the same time with the same amount of passion. And so you're like, well, where is he coming from? Where does he stand, you know?
If you're just joining us, my guest is Larry Wilmore, who's known on The Daily Show as the senior Black correspondent. He created the Bernie Mac Show and wrote for In Living Color. You may have seen him as the Diversity Day training guy on the Diversity Day episode of The Office. What are some of the TV shows you grew up with?
Wow. Well, I really was a kid of television. I used to have the TV Guide memorized as a kid. You know? I could tell you what night everything was on, you know. Some of the early shows I remember, the Flip Wilson Show was one of the earliest comic influences on me. That and Get Smart. In fact, I just bought the DVDs to Get Smart and my kids watch it all the time. One, because it was so satirical, and the other because I just thought Flip was so funny. And it was the first time I saw, you know, a Black man with a TV show that was his own, you know. And, I mean, in those days, that was unheard of. I think Diane Carroll was the only other Black person to have her own show as the lead. I mean, Bill Cosby was on I Spy, but that was a little different, you know. Here it was Flip Wilson's show, and he was just so funny to me. And that was my first big influence. And later on, I was influenced by a lot of things like All in the Family, Sanford and Son, you know, and stand-up comics like Steve Martin, Pryor. And I was always a fan of the old comedy. I'm a big, huge fan of the Marx Brothers even to this day, and Keaton and Benny and all those people. So, but TV, I watched everything on TV back then. I became a news junkie early on, too. My grandmother, when she visited us when I was a kid, would watch the news every night, and I would sit there. You know, you just want to spend time with your grandmother, but I would watch the news with her, and I became a news junkie pretty early on. Even back in those days, I can remember watching Walter Cronkite, you know. And then I was very lucky to meet Walter Cronkite years later. And as a kid, I had always wanted to be an astronaut, you know, and it was at the Peabody Awards. Walter Cronkite actually gave me the Peabody, and boy, it was a huge honor. I mean, he was such a big icon to me, and I thought, you know, I never thought I'd hear Walter Cronkite say my name, you know. You know, my wildest dreams was like, astronaut Larry Wilmore was shot to the moon yesterday, you know. And I thought, you know, if I was lucky, it was like, Larry Wilmore was arrested yesterday. You know, I mean, that would be the only way I'd hear, you know. As there maybe be, former astronaut Larry Wilmore was arrested yesterday. You know? And I actually made Walter Cronkite laugh. And I thought, I'm done with showbiz. I made Walter Cronkite laugh. And he shook my hand and said that was really funny and everything, and it was great. So that was a really nice closing of that circle.
Well, now you're a fake newsman.
I know, and I didn't know at the time I'd actually be on The Daily Show. And it's funny, because that night I was talking to Ted Koppel and Dan Rather, and, you know, these guys are huge, you know, never thinking that one day I'd be mocking what it is that they do.
Well, but there really is news on the show. You know?
Yeah, right.
So did being a news junkie come in handy for The Daily Show?
Absolutely. And I think my wife always makes fun of me, or derides maybe the better word, that I, you know, because newspapers are always on the floor and that kind of stuff, because I read the New York Times, LA Times, sometimes Wall Street Journal, you know, and I'll read a lot online too. And, you know, to her, it's just trash. You know, why is it in the room, you know? But I just like knowing what's going on out there, and also what are the different points of view in it, too. You know, I would always watch different news, too, BBC News. Or I love it when I'm overseas and I get to see their local news and see what people are talking about, you know. And I just like to know what's going on. I don't know what that is, you know, but it definitely comes in handy, because then when you're doing The Daily Show, you just, at your fingertips, you have a lot of recall, you know, for something you may have read like a week ago that was some little article about something, you know. And you go, oh, you know what? There was this guy. He said something about blah, 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 you know. Oh, yeah, let's look that up. We'll look it up. Okay, yeah, let's do something on that, you know. So it can come in handy for that.
Larry Wilmore is The Daily Show's senior black correspondent. I spoke with him last June.